This is a direct result of every person's uniqueness and individuality and can't really be avoided. While in many cases things are not usually clear-cut, there is also the possibility that one point of view may be genuinely, objectively wrong, which really does not stop the party that believes it from thinking it's right. It's because of this that arguing and debate are necessary and are in fact vital skills to learn for the smooth running of society. So, whether arguing is healthy or not depends entirely on the motives you have when entering into it. If you and your opponent are hell-bent on winning and nothing else, then of course neither of you are going to listen to what the other has to say. You really won't care much for constructing your argument in a logical manner that actually has a chance of getting through to your opponent. It's up to you to take it upon yourself to enter every interaction with objectivity and reason on your side. Being calm and measured and not answering a raised voice or accusations and vitriol in kind will tend to rub off on your opponent. If they don't, then you should be able to recognize that the argument is not going to result in a positive conclusion anyway. So it's sometimes better to just back away in a way that lets your opponent know that you're not conceding to their point. The stages by which arguments devolve into fights that achieve nothing are going to be explored in much greater detail later in the book, along with the common reasons that we fail to convince others to see things our way, and strategies and tips to arrest the slide.